Yeah, absolutely. It's House File 2180, and it really works alongside a lot of great organizations like the Puppy Jake Foundation, Retrieving Freedom, and others that train high-quality service dogs, like the dog Porter that I met at the Capitol last week. He currently serves a 10-year-old girl with autism and is trained to help her with deep pressure and relaxation techniques when she has anxiety. She can fidget with his ears and tail, and he's okay with it, as well as she has a tendency to bolt, and that uses emergency resources and scares her parents. And so Porter is connected through a little harness, and he just drops like an anchor and helps her feel safe and connected to her family.
Wow.
And so this is a dog trained by Retrieving Freedom, and the bill would specifically create a grant so that Iowa veterans, once per veteran, can get a $5,000 grant to help go towards the cost of training and receiving these dogs. And we just want to move the pipeline faster so that veterans with PTSD and other disabilities can receive a dog as quickly as possible. And I know it's made a big difference for many veterans in Marshall County, and I want to expand that program.
You know, I was going to ask you, do you know off the top of your head how much these service dogs actually cost? I mean, a $5,000 grant is fantastic, and I'm sure that goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think right now that might cover between 5% and 10% of the training costs, and so we're looking at that through the appropriations process. And we continue to have a lot of support from private donations as well for all these organizations. And so matching that public-private partnership together and really letting people know that the state of Iowa is also behind this program, I think will help multiply that effect.
Okay. All right. David, anything else we need to know?
Yeah, we've got a lot of bills coming up, and the funnel is also coming up. I just want people to know that just because someone on the other side of the state puts in a bill doesn't mean it's going to move forward, but I always appreciate anyone with concerns, that whether they like a bill or don't like a bill, to reach out, and always willing to have a positive conversation.
All right, sir. Hey, have a good weekend. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.